Good morning again. Here, let me cut down a little bit of the noise in here. It's the middle of July, 2026. We're supposed to have a few days up to 103, 104 in temperature, and I'm just one of the people that just put up with it. I did do one thing to the truck. I fabricated screens for my truck so I can leave the windows down when I'm camping out. This week I'm probably not going to camp out much just because the temperature is just crazy and it's not really going to cool off at night. It does, but it only gets into the 70s, and it's like, you know, I like it in the 60s or the 50s in my world. Anyway. But yeah, I'm getting a lot of breakthrough, so it's a little too noisy, I think. That's better. I may not talk for too long, because I really like having the air blowing. So I got the screens done, and they're working really well. I didn't know if I could go at highway speeds with the screens, but they've been working fine. Not really concerned with them. Also, it's because of the horrible fly problem of the state park I stay at. Is right next to a few dairies. And so when the dairies aren't controlling the flies too much, they get flies everywhere. Well, of course, as soon as I get the screens worked out, I haven't seen many flies at all. But that's okay. You do what you need to do. Keep things working okay. Let's see. Oh! Been working a lot on the prophecy book. I am to the point where where the big battle comes. Although it really isn't a big battle. More of a slaughter job. It's kind of a test for people who are willing to do the work that the people of Waykeep do. It doesn't matter how much you tell people that the job is to protect First Home. Some people that are willing to do that and some people that aren't. And that's to be expected. It really is. So we're working through that. Mola Simba's already dead. Our big issue here is about divided loyalties and what choices people make. I'm using the framework of the Mariner's Log, God's Plan of Happiness in 10 Simple Symbols. And it really And this is that time where you really decide which way you really want to go. You have the opportunity to ride with your life, which is the default, and doesn't require too much of you. Kind of going with the flow, sort of. Or you can try to put forth the effort to go to get a better reward, to go someplace better. And it's not just to have for the asking. Well, I only really lived a celestial life, but that celestial kingdom all of a sudden sounds a whole lot better. If you go to be honest, for a lot of people, it's not going to be better. They're not going to like it. If you want kind of cushy fishing shuffleboard kind of existence, sorry, I'm eating some nuts because I'm going to buy some more today. Anyway, that kind of the terrestrial kingdom, the middle one, when you're up in the celestial kingdom, you're doing God's work, and it's work. Things have to be done. Stuff has to be maintained. I'm sorry to say it's probably got an HOA aspect, which I can't stand. To a certain extent, I think you just have to deal with that. Anyway, and I've described the differences between the three rewards. Or actually, I break them into 5 rewards. In different ways as I go on. And I'm not saying that the ways I had before weren't good and descriptive and probably somewhat accurate for being a guy that really doesn't know except through inspiration. I just wrote a blog post. I guess you can look it up if you want to. www.quicks.us about what I think the differences are. And I didn't really say about the three degrees of the celestial kingdom, but it makes some sense to me, and it's come to me through the traditional inspiration route that I've seen. And it has to do with the difference between obedience, alignment, and I finally settled. I couldn't find a word for it. And acculturation. I didn't want to use exaltation because that word gets bandied around so much it really doesn't have a meaning except the life that God lives. I don't know if people get the impression of it being like a scorecard. And if your score is high enough, you get to go to exaltation. My thing really has to do with how people approach godliness, for the lack of a better term for it. There's a good-sized group of people that, to them, it's just a matter of being obedient. You know, I check all the boxes. I do everything I'm supposed to do. It doesn't really say anything about your attitude about it. And that's the lowest level of the celestial kingdom. Street cleaners, maintenance people, the celestial kingdom, 9 to 5 labors. You have to be obedient. And maybe I'm not looking at that right way. It seems like other people have said that sometimes you kind of contract to get menial labor done by people in lower kingdoms. But I think that's only true for the celestial and the terrestrial. You get a lot of celestial people doing the kind of grunt work, labor service for the celestial people. And it kind of works like that, you know. You go up and you do your labor shift up there, and then you go back home to wherever it is. A lot like it is here. The place we live here is a mix between the celestial and the terrestrial. And it's not because this is a terrestrial place. Earth is not terrestrial yet. But you have people of all sorts here. It is not yet segregated, although it will be. Prophets often talk about there's going to be a great division between people. And I guess it's going to become obvious, and it's going to come soon. I'm sure it's going to involve a lot of anger and class strife and stuff like that. All the stuff you hear today about race relations and how angry everybody is because white people seem to be on top and darker skinned people tend to be on the bottom for some reason. It's not always that way, but those guys love to make the impression that that's just the established separation marks. And a lot of people say, oh no, we've got to fight that so we don't have that. You go, on a certain level, yes. People need to know that how they're rated in life is not based on arbitrary things like skin color or genetic makeup or things like that. But it is based on how you behave. And the laws that, the basic laws that you're willing to keep, I think technically, usually about the Ten Commandments. The celestial people are ones that struggle with the Ten Commandments. They can't keep them. They're all basic rules of just being a decent neighbor almost. The terrestrial people are doing better, and I always think that their ultimate reward is like living in an HOA. Going to a country club, or you know, your favorite church and community get kind of merged into this thing, and there's, you know, and depending on your preferences is what group you tend to adhere to. You can have pictures of Jesus, but at the end of the day, it ends up being about who you put in front of you as your leader. So yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of church-ish type situations and preacher, pastor, priest sort of situations where you actually go, okay, I'm going to go and live in the in the community that followed this person. In a lot of ways, I think about like Rudolf Steiner, who went ahead and almost founded kind of a quasi-religion. And people who really liked his stuff and would adhere to his stuff, they're part of the community where he is the leader. Anyway, and yeah, it's, you know, and to be honest, you know, you have to have some work done. You got to keep up with things. Life isn't magical. Everybody gets free food. That's okay. But it's like also the whole thing of, well, who's gonna wash the dishes? Who's gonna do all this, do all that? This stuff just doesn't magically happen. Or at least I don't think so. And you have to have people do that. In the celestial kingdom, other celestial people do that. Or you live kind of a really restrictive life, which is what my tendency is. Here. There's kind of that business going on, but you have to understand that there's some rules about the celestial kingdom. God's got standards for that whole realm. And the celestials and the terrestrial people, they don't qualify. So your serving class, the cleanup crew, all that stuff, all the labor that needs to go into that is primarily done by those who have been obedient. Okay, and then we go with the aligned. These are the ones that have aligned themselves with the agenda of God, what He's accomplishing. These are the people that actually work toward that need. And I guess you could equate them with angels. I don't think they'll be doing the ditch digging, stuff like that. Celestial kingdom, maybe people only have to do a few hours of work every day, as opposed to the 8 or 9 or 10 hours that have to be done between the celestial and the terrestrial. There's still work that has to be done. And that bottom level, the people that were simply obedient in keeping the commandments, and I mean, if you're going to be Jewish about the 613 commandments, everything that God says you need to do. Like I said, there are those who are aligned to the actual agenda of God. They actually help God do what He's trying to do. People that go out and do missionary work, people that go out and do temple work, including being a temple worker. I keep getting bugged to become a temple worker. It's like, my problem is I just don't have the time for it. I don't have the resources to get up and move close to a temple so I could be a good temple worker. White-tailed pronghorns. We have a lot of them around here. Anyway. And then there's the acculturation. These are people who have inculcated Christ's labor to themselves, actively working directly with making God's purposes your own. It's not like being an ultra angel. It's just saying that they have the same care and desires and have the same heart as Heavenly Father does. That when given time to do something, that's what they'll do. They will commit themselves to continuing to have children, you know, to bring spirit children into being. People who had families on earth that had to deal with interesting kids, because that's a lot of what Heavenly Father does. He has to deal with interesting kids. So that's the majority of the children that he brings into spirituality and then sends to mortality are people who are not interested in being like him and have any number of other agendas. And that's godly acculturation, becoming like God. It's like a kid or a young man that takes over the family business and goes out with the same kind of drive and purpose and motivation that their parents, the founders of the company, it's like taking over the family business. Although, of course, you know God doesn't have to give up the family business. He just says, you're going to do, you know, it's like taking on a franchise. Being the type that not only wants to do that, but also gives every indication of having the chops to do it. Nobody knows what that entails exactly. Except as you learn to understand and know God, and that's primarily done through Jesus Christ, emulating him and what he does, and the purposes that he's been working for, continues to work for, that's the top one. Those purposes become your purposes. Not foisted on you, but voluntarily taken. I don't know why I sit in there. Do I want to go to the top one? Yes. Because I want to live at that level. I've watched out, Abby. I don't want to be the valet or the housemaid. That's kind of the angels who are busy doing the work of their betters, and as opposed to the lowest level, the ones who are simply been obedient without really signing on to the other stuff. Got baptized because they said I had to be baptized. You know. I keep all the commandments that God's done for me. I can do it out of love, I suppose, but I don't have to. Yeah, those I was working on those things as I'm so croupy. I'm working on, it's not that I've been working on it, it came to me. since you have to help people come to Christ, I had an interesting little interchange with an investigator of the church. The missionaries were talking about that they felt like that the spirit world was designed to give everyone a second chance. And I don't even begin to believe that's true. And my thing came at it from the kind of attitude that God and Christ might have about it, which is, I don't want to hear any of your belly aching and complaining. Now, it's not necessarily that they're going to put it exactly in those terms, but about you not being given an adequate opportunity for celestial living, for the highest thing. Because there's going to be plenty of people who say, you know what, I really didn't want that. I didn't feel like that you gave me the information I needed to make that kind of a choice. And at the end of the day, everybody gets their opportunity. It's out there, it's available. Sometimes I think the way we approach missionary work might not mean itself to that way. If it were me, I would say, we are here to tell people what their possibilities are and to gauge, and not really even to gauge, but to make sure they understand what God's offering. Now, these people can say, no, 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 I don't believe that. I was always taught that, you know, this is, what are they saying? Not pornographic, gracious. Heretical? There's another word for it that's so much better that really says it. I'm sorry, this is what happens to me now. There's words that I know perfectly well, but I can't seem to generate them when I need them. You think you can make yourself like God? It's like, no, you can. Just now, you can't do it alone. You've got to rely on the merits of Jesus Christ. You've got to do what he says, and you've got to make this stuff happen. You can have your family forever under certain circumstances. But you have to put forth what little effort's required, which isn't that much. So when it comes down to it, I don't think exaltation is only available to slavishness and plowing away constantly, killing yourself to do a certain number of things. Like, can I be really honest? Said most of answer X, praying, reading the scriptures, going to church, things like that. I said, these aren't really the things that get one exaltation. Exaltation is not the perfect attendance certificate. That's not what it is. It really does come from your heart and what you're willing to do. And, you know, and being an angel or being one of the pot scrubbers in the celestial kingdom is not a diminishment at all. Some people want and are willing and have a heart shaped like God's, and they get exaltation. There's plenty of people who don't. So, good folk, obviously, you got to be a good folk to be in the celestial kingdom. God doesn't tolerate anything that isn't. You just can't go there. The Good Attendance Award may just end up being the basic of coming. And is reading scriptures and praying and doing all those things, does that lead to a celestial glory? It does. Is it a checkoff that it's going to be, you know, that you somehow deserve celestial life? No, it's not. Down here we would say it's just something that's indicative. It indicates that you're on the right trail, that you're going in that direction. Doesn't mean that you're going to end up there. Almost everything the church does is information and helps to get you to become the kind of person who can live a celestial life, including the opportunity to become like God, to be exalted, to enjoy exaltation with Him. I find the phrasing in the temple endowment to be very interesting. It almost sounds like exaltation is something like a fruit. So definitely something that you could apply Lehi and Nephi's visions of the tree of life to. People who continue striving along, going down that road, taking advantage of the helps that are available to you. The Book of Mormon doesn't redeem anyone. Inculcating best attributes of what the people in the Book of Mormon were trying to achieve is indicative of this. Anyway, I don't want to go too far into that, but that whole thing about there's that recent blog post about obedience, alignment, and acculturation is another crack at trying to explain how these things might work. And the kind of people we need to be to enjoy those levels, top three levels. Anyway, that's all I got. That's the things I'm working on, prophecy. So I'm trying to weave in those. although we don't talk anything about the top three levels of it. It's just not a feature of the prophecy book. Anyway, well, that's all I have. Hopefully we'll be getting these things put up on the gopher here soon so that you can listen to this. Bye.